This is the BBC.
Here is Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. What would your town or city nickname be? For example, the Wolf of Worthing. We've got three callers on the line. One of them is doing the Walk of Shame on this morning's show. Real or no real? And I discovered the joy of Arsenal fan TV.
Good morning. Wake up. You'll be good to go.
This is a shout out to my breakfast show.
Breakfast show.
Hey, it's Zac Efron. Wake up.
One.
BBC Radio 1.
I'm ashamed to even have you in my contacts book.
Time to wake up.
Get out and take your dogs with you, you pirate.
Shundum bros.
That's a good wake up.
Well, I quite fancy Scott today.
Radio 1.
The Radio 1 Breakfast Show
with Scott Mills.
Good morning. How are we all? This is Tuesday, which, as we all know, is the worst day of the week to wake up. I'm Scott Mills, waking up gradually on air with you this morning, and this is Chris Stark. Hello.
Good morning. I'm a bit cold today. I've been enjoying hot weather the last couple of days. I don't know, feeling cold.
Yeah, it's gone back to meh again. Did you ever see, I know he's back on Good Morning Britain now, but did you ever see Eamon Holmes' first thing, like his first couple of links on Sky News in the morning?
Doesn't he hold a big coffee?
Yeah, sometimes, and I used to record it. And watch back later, because the first, it's literally, he's just woke, it's like someone's just woken him up and going, Eamon, you're on! He's like,
morning, headlines of Sky News this morning.
It's so good.
So he just mumbles through the first half hour. Yeah, I like that.
Like he's literally just been woken up. hope you're right. This is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills, in for Nick Grimshaw this week. Here's a question I was going to ask you. Do you think our humour off air while the songs are on, while we do breakfast show, is too much now?
In what sense?
I just feel that we're going a bit too far with the jokes, lads. I don't know why.
What, offensive?
I think a bit, yeah. I think we're all just a little bit tired, and the stuff that we're saying off the air is a bit too much.
Well, then
it's a bit too dark.
But are you suggesting then that the standard of things on air isn't quite dark enough?
I don't know. I don't know where the line is.
Scott Mills.
Did you watch the football last night, Scott?
What was that on?
What do you mean, what was that on?
On TV?
Yeah, on TV, Premier League.
No, I'll tell you how exciting my life was. If you're having an exciting life at the moment, let me know on 81199. Here's when you know your life's really exciting. When your mum comes to stay and she stays up to watch the final of Broadchurch and you go to bed before. Before your mum, you leave her downstairs watching Broadchurch and go to bed. How exciting is your life? 81199.
Did you give her a pizza this time?
Normally
you order a pizza in, don't you?
No, I got her some fish and chips because that's what she wanted.
Oh, lovely.
I know. Yep, so I was in bed at 9 o'clock. She stayed up till at least 10:30. Brilliant.
Well, there'll be a lot of Arsenal fans listening to this right now, but basically they lost 3-0, Scott.
Yes. I saw something on the internet about how Palace took them apart.
Yeah.
Did they?
They did, yeah. But what's amazing about Arsenal games at the moment is there's quite a lot of pressure on the manager of Arsenal. I don't know if you know this, Scott. Arsene Wenger.
Yes, I know him.
Now,
how handy that his name is similar to the name of the club. Was that on purpose?
Do you know what? A lot of people think it isn't a coincidence.
Right. It's quite good, isn't it?
It is.
Right.
So Arsenal have lost 3-0, and they do this thing called Arsenal Fan TV, right? Which you must have heard about, even as a non-football fan.
Yeah, I've heard of the fan TVs, yeah.
Yeah. And people love it, especially if you're not an Arsenal fan, because it's basically Arsenal fans getting really angry, which is quite funny for supporters of other clubs.
Do they have this for every major club? Like, I think Manchester United have got one of those. And Chelsea?
Well, no, they've got they've got official TV channels. This is a fan. It's almost a bit of a vlog style one. It's made by the fans.
Okay, but you're enjoying it because you're not an Arsenal fan, and it's people getting angry.
Mate, they get so angry. Do you want to have a listen?
They've just told me this was trending worldwide last night.
And as soon as the game finishes, everyone gets excited for Arsenal Fan TV, unless you're an Arsenal fan.
I want to get
quite
on
annoys
this.
You.
Okay.
They're all quite happy to take their money. Like, it doesn't matter whether they lose or win or draw. They still get paid the £100,000 a week. When they get it in the pocket, then something might actually get done.
Oh, hon.
Scott, they get so ranty.
Right.
And it's great because, do you remember a while ago we heavily featured the Wheelstone Raider?
Yeah.
Just because we loved his rants.
Well, they're all like him, aren't they?
Mm. You've got no friends. Well, you want some?
Hey?
You want some?
Well, the old Supreme Mall, wouldn't
you? You want some or what?
Oh, Ubers?
You want some?
They're fantastic. They're fantastic.
If you want some, I'll give it you. You want to do with me?
My God.
Wheelstone Raider, of course. What a legend.
Yeah, forget how good that is.
You got any more angry people?
Oh, 3-0, Scott. The Arsenal fans were not happy.
My brother, I'm not happy.
Yes.
I'm not happy.
That's what I was going to say. I've never seen you this angry.
My brother, I'm not happy. I sat in the palace end. All those boys are poor. Scrap the whole team.
Here's the thing. I'm a bit scared. And this will annoy Arsenal fans as well. I live about 5 minutes from the stadium there.
It's technically, even though you're from Southampton way, it's your local team.
Yeah, I can hear it. I can hear the crowds from my back door.
And some games, it really annoys you because traffic in the area.
Well, traffic is awful. But also, it really annoys my friends who are Arsenal fans that I live so close but don't care.
All right, I've got a couple more clips I want to play to you, but bear in mind, Scott, I would love you to appear on Arsenal Fan TV. This is where I'm going with this.
I could just nip down the road.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it would be so funny if you're on.
Okay.
More of these types of people, like this man who is apparently going to get a banner on a plane.
All right.
Well, you better get ready for more planes, more banners, and more protests, because I'm not stopping. I won't stop, and neither will everyone else. People have got a voice now, and they're not scared to come out and say that no more.
And this is just about football, yeah?
Yeah, it's mainly about the Arsenal manager who people are sort of against at the moment.
Well, you better get ready for more planes, more banners.
Oh, I can't wait. What do you mean?
Finally, Scott, this man's really just had enough.
Yeah, you mentioned a lot of players here.
Yeah.
You haven't mentioned the manager.
Well,
does he deserve a new contract?
No. No. Enough is enough. BBC Radio
1. Oh, I'd feel awful if I was Arsenal Wenger.
Arsenal Wenger. BBC Radio
1. Scott Mills. So, how's your life working out for you? As exciting as mine? Went to bed before my mum, who's staying at the moment, last night. She watched Broadchurch. I went to bed at 9. James finds that sometimes his life is so exciting, often counts the crumbs in the toaster of a morning.
Oh, my word.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Exciting life. Right, so I want to get on Arsenal TV because I live nearby. So how do I go about that? Does anyone know? Let me know.
I think what we've got to do is just find the bloke on a match night. But I'm sure we can get hold of him and try sneak you ahead of the queue. Because I think what would be great is if you get on and just start ranting about local issues.
What, like the way that they've changed the bin day now from Monday to Thursday, which I'm annoyed about?
Because you live near the stadium. So actually, you do have annoyances with the club.
Well, I do actually. It's 5 minutes away. When there's an Arsenal match on at home, none of my friends are allowed to park outside my own house. Why is that? Just because there's a football match on.
But this, in amongst all the Arsenal right.
and
stuff, would be
the
amazing.
Traffic on a home match, like, it can take me an hour and a half to get home. So you better get ready for more planes, more banners. That's what I want to do.
Well, you better get ready for more planes, more banners. Scott
Mills. People are just telling me how exciting their life is today because it's Tuesday. I went to bed before my mum last night.
Brilliant.
Hello, Ned from Durham. Just stopped off at a shop that rhymes with Wesco for a £3 meal deal, because life is exciting, before going to plant Christmas trees all day, which won't be ready until 2023.
Whoa.
Hashtag waiting game.
Did your mum go out last night then?
What? I went to bed and my mum goes out?
Yeah, does she? Is that because she has been coming to stay with you quite a lot regularly? Is that why?
What, do you think she sneaks out when I go to bed when I'm doing the breakfast show?
Well, could be. It could be that way round.
Actually, I didn't even check that she was in my spare room. Do you think she's home?
That's the thing. You leave her with some fish and chips and think that's it.
Well,
I reckon she's out and about.
I didn't check this morning.
Yes.
Well, she told me she was going to watch Broadchurch and go to bed. But I don't know. Scott Mills. Oh, this is amazing. Someone says, Scott, I genuinely know the guy that runs Arsenal Fan TV. I'll probably be seeing him tonight. I'll tell him about your desire to be on his channel. Please do. BBC Radio 1. 7:13. Hi, Han.
Hello.
What are you doing?
I'm just chilling at home at the minute with my little sister.
Okay. Where do you live?
In Lincoln.
What's plans for today, later on?
We're going to a trampoline park.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's going to be good, I think.
I've wanted to do this for so long, although I went on a trampoline not that long ago in someone's garden, and I thought it was going to be really, really fun. It is knackering.
It's really tiring.
When you're like 10... It's really good, right? You never run out of energy. But I don't know if it's... Like, Scott, honestly, it was like a workout on this
Actually,
thing.
Quite good exercise.
Yeah.
That will literally be me later. My sister's 7, so she's definitely going to outbounce me, I think.
Okay, Han, you know about Riddle on Air, don't you?
Yeah.
Normally you do it in the afternoon. It's dead simple. You're going to get some facts. You decide whether they're real or made up. Let's go.
Hashtag puppet wave is the latest trend on Instagram, where an entire online community of puppets take selfies, pose with their shopping, and have puppet beef.
Not sure about that one.
There's a lot of this about. I think more than ever, is social media accounts that are made for like dogs or basically non-human things, Scott.
Yeah, but they're saying this is an entire community of people who are real people, but they put puppets up.
Yeah, but they live through their puppets, right?
Well, I don't know whether they're living through their puppets or they've created characters for their puppets, but they're suggesting like actual puppet families.
Right,
like
okay.
Parents, you know, grandparents, brothers, sisters.
Now, are these the puppet? Are these the finger puppets? So you've only got one finger up them, or is it the ones where you got the hands? You know, the whole hand ones, or is it the ones on the string? Or are they a bit ho?
I don't know.
But the ones on the hands, if that is the case, that it's the puppets with the hands.
Yeah,
you know the ones I mean.
It's like they're real life people though on Instagram.
Yeah, but they're not. What's happening is let's say my hand starts arguing with yours. That's what we're effectively having a sort of game of slapsies or something.
Yeah. But we're playing it out on the internet as real.
Yeah.
It's quite hard to get your head around, right, Han?
It is. What are you saying, yeah. Han?
I don't know. I think, well, my flatmate's got an account of her dog on Instagram, so that could definitely be real, because people do something for everything, but it seems weird that they would just do that.
So with the Instagram account, is it like the dog is taking the pictures? So some of them are selfies of the dog and like dog-eyed views of things.
Yeah, she writes it as if like the dog is actually doing the Instagram account, yeah.
Oh, right, which is not possible, of course.
Exactly. So if the people are doing the puppets, then obviously they're the ones that are going to be pretending. So yeah. I don't know, maybe.
What's your friend's dog name?
Bailey.
Bailey. So Bailey would be like dog selfie and it would look like he's taken the selfie but obviously can't cause dog.
Yeah, and he just gets his little paws up and looks like he's sunbathing and all sorts.
He's not like... Yeah. I hate it when humans talk for dogs. And it would be like things like Instagram, right, or Twitter, and they're tweeting on behalf of the dog and it will always say like, woof, having a good day, woof.
Okay, so hashtag puppet wave, the latest thing on Instagram. Chris, real or no real?
Well, I agree with what Han says, is that there's a lot of these sort of Instagram accounts for things that aren't human, so I can see this being real. So I'm going to go real.
Han, what are you saying?
No real, I think it's too far, too much.
That one is real. So... people are posing as puppets online and building huge fan bases in the process, like huge. There are whole families of parents, cousins and grandparents who get into fights. They accuse each other of cheating.
Am I missing something?
It's like a soap opera.
Yeah, but they're hand puppets, Scott.
Yeah, but it's not real. It's like EastEnders, it's not real.
But where's the hand going?
No, you're confusing this.
They're putting their hand in a different puppet.
It's a... No! It's
what?
A soap
I'm so
opera.
Confused!
It's a soap opera of puppets. They even spend thousands of pounds on kitting out their puppets in the latest fashions.
Lingerie.
Yeah, no. And then, okay, I'll say to you, because I'm a puppet, oh, your outfit's looking rubbish today.
Yeah.
We're having, it's like real life, but not.
Yeah.
Because it's a soap.
Yeah.
You get me?
No.
Here's your next fact.
A luxury department store is now offering potato peeling classes to help stressed out shoppers relax.
Actually quite relaxing, isn't it, peeling a potato?
Do you think?
Yeah, I do.
I don't. No, Han, I do you think it's relaxing? I think it's actually quite stressful.
On the potato.
I really like it.
What do you mean a potato?
Sweet potatoes are not relaxing to peel. They're all like knobbly.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, yeah. Sweet potato, a bit stressful.
Yeah.
What are you saying about a Cyprus? No?
I think that's a celebrity potato, Scott. I've never heard of a Cypress potato.
I've got to tell you. I'll tell you who told me about these. Matt Edmondson. He says they're the best potatoes in the world. And since then, I've seeked them out.
I can't believe you peel potatoes. Just can't imagine it. I thought you'd be more of a chemical peel or something like that. It'd be some sort of other stuff involved in it.
Since Matt Edmondson told me about the Cyprus potato, I have never looked back.
What is it?
And neither should you.
Oh, so what is it? What's this potato you talk about?
It's
of?
A potato from Cyprus. And I've got to say, it's the best. Matt raves about them. I've got to say.
So they're cheap,
the
are they?
They're not cheap, no. Well, they're just potato price. But
and how much does a potato cost?
I don't know singularly. But it's good, try it.
It's a good potato.
Very tasty. Tastier than Maris Piper, I would say.
Han, do you know what he's going on about at all?
No, I've never even heard of a Cyprus potato.
You've heard of a Maris Piper?
Yeah, I've heard of a Maris Piper, yeah.
What other ones do you know?
Just like a bacon potato.
Potato quiz. Potato
like
quiz.
Like baby potato. Yeah,
that's not
potato.
A make though, is it?
Yeah. Croquette.
That's also not. What are you on about? You've lost it.
It's like mash and breadcrumbs, isn't it?
Anyway.
Okay, well, your potato knowledge is really strong.
But and you're listening to Radio 1.
When you're peeling potatoes, you're saying you relax by peeling potatoes and you find that relaxing.
Yeah, with the long strokes there, I quite like it.
But you see, I don't, because I'm quite frantic with it and my peeler's not very good. So I end up cutting myself or it's stressful. Whereas I quite like the idea of you just slowly stroking away there on your potato.
That's because I got... That's because I've got a top-of-the-range peeler, though. You want to get yourself a better peeler, then.
So have you got a razor? Are you just using a razor? You're shaving your potato?
I'm just using a good peeler.
You're using an expensive razor. It's an electric razor. It's the kind of thing you would do.
An electric potato peeler? If there was, I'd have one.
Scott cooks salmon in the dishwasher. No, He's done that before.
That happened once.
I agree, the peeler does make a difference.
It does, Han.
It so does. I got a... potato peeler for Christmas from my grandma, like genuinely, and it's the best peeler I've ever had.
Exactly. Yeah. Once you've had a good one, you look at the others like, well, no wonder I was getting nowhere with that.
Yeah.
So the luxury department store is now offering potato peeling classes to help the shoppers relax. Can this be real, Han?
I'm saying real, yeah.
I think this will be a demo for a really good peeler and then it will be quite relaxing. So I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
I'm not surprised.
Not made up. Selfridges have started the class in an attempt to help shoppers reconnect with themselves. Told you. So you can choose from three different types of potato. Maris, Piper, New and French Purple.
That's one.
And they will teach you how to use a knife as well as a peeler without losing too much potato or cutting your fingers.
I really want to see you peeling a potato. Can you take a video of it today?
I'll do it for you today.
Your one bit of homework today.
I'll do it for you today and I'll show off my peeler.
I really want to see it.
They've called it an immersive and interactive environment, exploring the home as the most fundamental expression of self. At the end of that round of Real or No Real.
Well, I'm sorry to say, Han, you lost. You've only got 10 points, but I got 20.
Yeah, but between you two, who's got the better potato peeler, huh?
Yeah, true.
No, definitely me.
Han, have an amazing time with your little sister bouncing around on the trampolines today.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
Okay, so tell me about Sinead Ed Sheeran's lawsuit.
Yeah, so he's reached a deal to end this £16 million lawsuit over his song Photograph. So Ed was accused of copying note for note the song Amazing, which you may remember was sung by Matt Cardle.
Here's the thing, though. Ed Sheeran. Do you really think he's going to listen to a Matt Cardle album track and go, I love that?
Yeah, but he's not a music snob, is he? He's a big fan of Jedward.
Yeah, but I just don't think he would... I don't know.
But he may have just heard it, though.
It's because we're running out of music. There's only so many different combinations of notes and tunes.
Exactly. Well, the two guys who wrote that, Thomas Leonard and Martin Harrington, sued Ed Sheeran, accusing him unabashedly taking credit for their work. They say he and a songwriting partner, Johnny McDade, who's from Snow Patrol, had copied and exploited, without authorisation or credit, the work of other active professional songwriters on a breathtaking scale.
Wow.
I mean, that's quite an accusation, isn't it? They're not messing about there.
So here's Ed Sheeran's Photograph. And this is Matt Cardle's Amazing. We may have already spotted this on our feature Running Out of Music in the Afternoon before. But I didn't see a £16 million lawsuit coming.
But the guys that sued, right, are the company that do this quite... a lot. They've done it with other songs as well, I think it was.
The lawyers.
They're good at this.
They're good at it. They got all the monies for Blurred Lines.
Yes. Right.
And also, that was Marvin Gaye, I think. And yes. There's some others as well they've done.
They're basically the top lawyers if you want to sue anyone on this. But listen, it's not the first time Ed's been called up on this. So you might remember a few weeks ago, the writers of TLC's Waterfall were added to his track Shape of You. Nothing was said.
Yeah.
Just there they were and they kind of like, oh, thank you for that. So
if I make a song and then I just go, it sounds like this, then these guys are the guys I need to get.
Mm. Yes.
It's so LA. It's so LA. I'm going to sue you.
Yeah.
Okay, another Kardashian reality show.
Yeah, well, this was kind of, the rumours were around early this week, but it has been confirmed. Kylie Jenner is getting her own spin-off show, Life with Kylie. So it's obviously going to be on E. It starts this summer. The press release says it will expose a personal, more intimate side of her as she manages her celebrity status, her multi-million dollar makeup company, and just being a teenager.
But they're all the same.
Yeah.
The shows are all the same.
Well, exactly, yeah.
They've all got different titles, but they're the same.
Exactly.
So you've got Keeping Up with Kardashians, then you've got like Khloe and K, Kim, take Miami.
Yeah.
But it's the same.
Yeah, exactly.
But
yeah.
I still love it.
But yeah, well, I get, and also, like, Kylie seems to be, like, the most popular one now. So yeah. I guess, like, you know, this is a good idea.
Which
on
one's she?
The youngest one. Lips. Lips. Fake lips.
What's
lips?
That mean?
She's got fake lips.
Lips, yeah.
Lips.
Yeah.
Harry
what's
Styles.
What's going out with Tiger?
What's going on with... Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. Harry Styles, what's going on with Harry?
Okay, so there's quite a bit of chat around him. There's a reports in the US that he was in the running to play Han Solo in the latest Star Wars spin-off, which is all about the young Han Solo. So insiders say he was one of the early names in contention, even though he has virtually no acting experience, but they see his big star potential. And obviously having a name like that would be huge publicity for the film. Oh. But that's strange because any Star Wars film doesn't really need a huge amount of publicity, I don't think. No. People just love it.
I love it that you get to that level of fame where it's like, well, I can't act, but I'm still in it because yeah. I'm really famous. Brilliant.
Well, Christopher Nolan is the director of the film, his first acting, the film he's first going to be in called Dunkirk. And he's been gushing about Harry. So he said, when we put the cast together, we had some established names, but for the guys on the beach, you might remember that there's a little scene that you've seen in the trailer that Harry Styles is sat on the beach. They wanted young unknowns. Well, I wouldn't go for Harry then, which is like most famous man. He's not that unknown, but he'd never done anything as an actor before. So he auditioned. I auditioned literally thousands of young men with different combinations, yes. And he had it. So there we go.
Wow. But he does have it. Whatever
he does
it is,
have it.
Harry's got it.
He absolutely does.
Also, Katy Perry's hair, please. I don't like change.
Yeah. Well, she's really going for it this time. She only cut like it off the other week, and now she's gone even shorter.
Cut it all off.
Yeah, and she debuted the look on her Instagram. Here she is.
When your eyelashes are longer than your hair, you know you've just gotten a cut from Chris McMillan.
She loves that Snapchat filter, doesn't she?
Yes.
She has the big mouth. She's always doing that. But so if you haven't seen it, it's a proper little blonde pixie crop. It looks lovely. But remember yesterday we were talking about Ryan Felipe tweeting his rage at the paparazzi circling his home and in helicopters because there were rumours he was dating Katy Perry.
Yeah, the helicopters were out in force,
yes.
Like above his house.
Yeah, well, she's tweeted in response to the rumours, "Can you let me out of this basement, please?" to Ryan. Then followed by, "Hi, nice to meet you. Sorry about that. Ryan, carry on, lol," which he's retweeted. So that all seems to be sorted and it's nice.
Oh, they're new friends now.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Scott Mills.
Social media last night was all about this guy, Coz on TV.
And this is their captain.
Hello, my name is Eric Monkman. I'm from Oakville, Canada, and I'm studying economics.
People obsessed with Monkman from University Challenge last night. I mean, these are like... These are the top boffins, aren't they?
Oh, top draw, yeah.
So you've got Oxford, Balliol, and Wolfson College. You've got Monkman there for Wolfson. Hello.
Intense nerd action last night.
Hello.
Hello, my name is Eric Monkman.
Hello, Eric. Love him. Listen to how fast he is.
First man in armour, Speaker of the Temple, and three child spirits are among the characters in which...
Wolfson Monkman.
The Magic Flute.
Straight in there with Magic Flute.
You can tell the voiceover guy loves saying his name as well.
Yeah.
It's a good one for it, isn't it?
There's something about Monkman that is really mesmerising on television. I don't know what it is. I don't know whether it's his look, I don't know whether it's his intelligence, but he really fascinates me.
Well, he was trending last night, his name, wasn't he?
Hello.
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 My name is Eric Monkman.
So good.
10 points for this starter question. Said to be based on Truman Capote, which character in Hot...
Walter Monkman.
Dill.
Dill is correct, yes.
So good that, like... Paxman started to sass him, but he kept his cool.
10 points for this. Traditionally regarded as a holy relic, the Iron Crown of Lombardy is housed...
Walter Monkman.
It's housed in Italy somewhere. Sorry. I mean, it's the one that they use to crown the king of Italy.
Yes, I'm afraid that is a completely useless answer.
Yeah, it is.
No, don't crack, Monkman, don't crack.
Scott Mills.
You may have heard this game from yesterday. Three people come on the phone and they say they're all doing the same thing. Two of them are definitely not, but one of them really is. It's a game basically based around who is the better liar.
Mm.
Yesterday we had three people on, all claiming they were naked, but there was only one real naked person and we guessed it right.
It's me, Claire. I'm naked!
Yay! So the pressure's on today, Chris. We got it right yesterday. Can we spot the person that's telling the truth here from the two bare-faced liars?
And we're going to go for a different situation today, I think, as well, aren't we?
And you're about to find out what it is. Play along while you listen, please, and let us know if you do all right on this. Can you spot a truthful person from two liars? 81199. OK, let's go to line one, please. Who are you?
Hi,
mine, Sarah from Hartford, and I'm doing the Walk of Shame.
Great topic.
So there we are. So that's today's topic. One of these three people has just left someone's house and is striding through the streets of where they live back to their own. Was it a good night, Sarah?
It was. It wasn't intended to be a big night because it was Monday and... Mondays are normally quiet, but I just popped into my local and it happened to be two glasses of wine and you get the whole bottle. So it'd be rude not to drink the whole bottle.
Yeah, that's a big offer, isn't it? Two glasses of wine, get the rest of the bottle free. It's on everywhere.
You can't say no to that.
And who are you sharing this bottle with then?
So I was with this nice gentleman and I have met him like once before. So he wasn't a complete stranger.
Yeah. And one glass led to another and...
A bottle to another bottle.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. My local pub is now doing Wine Wednesdays, and I've stayed away from that so far because it's a Wednesday, babes.
But also, the nature of a pub, surely it's wine day every day, isn't it?
There's some special offer. You know they look an offer and they put it on the board outside, you know?
Yeah, yeah. How far have you got till you get home?
Well, I'm actually on my way into work.
Oh! Straight to work.
Oh, no.
And you, straight to work.
Do you have a change of clothes with you?
No, but I happen to have like some spare shoes and a spare top in my locker at work.
Yes.
And I've got a toothbrush in there. So the first thing I'm going to do is clean my teeth.
You take a toothbrush, huh?
You're very well prepared at work.
Yeah.
Shall we meet contestant number two?
I think so. Contestant number two, who are you?
Hello, I'm Dave and I'm from Bristol and I'm doing the Walk of Shame.
Oh, Dave. Whereabouts in Bristol are you?
Just in the city centre at the minute.
Oh, are you?
Walking towards the train station to get a train back to my hometown. So.
Okay, where's your hometown?
It's in Yates.
Yates! I used to live Yates.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I used to say it was Chipping Sodbury, but it's not. It's definitely Yates.
Oh, yeah. Chipping Sodbury is the more sort of upper class area.
Is that what you say as well? You say, yeah, it's Chipping, but it's actually Yates.
I should probably say that, yeah.
There's nothing wrong with Yates, by the way.
So is the place you stayed last night somewhere that you've stayed before?
It's not. It's a student accommodation. Yeah, I don't think I'll be going back there again.
Okay. See, I wish you weren't from Yate, because I've got some names for you for if you were from other areas of Bristol. Do you want to hear them?
Yeah, go.
The Down End Destroyer. The Lothario of Longwell Green.
Oh, no.
This is like what the Wolf of Wall Street could have been.
The Redcliffe Rascal.
I'll tell you what, Yate is probably the one on the form taste. You can't get anything to go there.
I know, right? You could have been the Shark of Stoke Bishop.
Yeah, I think I need to move just so I can be called one of those names.
I haven't got anything for Yate.
These are great.
Yeah.
There are some I can't use that I thought of, but yeah. So let's go back to last night, please, Dave.
Yes.
Where did you meet this person?
No, Bristol Harborside.
Oh, it's lush there.
I mean, it all sounds quite believable, that, Scott.
Yeah, it sounds legit. Okay.
Just a night out, it's escalated.
I've got enough from Dave for now. Let's move to line three. Hello, who are you, please?
Hi, I'm Lizzie from Woking, and I'm doing the Walk of Shame.
Hey, Lizzie, now what's going on in the background there?
I'm trying to cross the road in my heels. Does it not sound like it?
Do the classic after a night out thing and take them off. Just no shoes there.
I don't know. I think that's going to look even worse, if I'm honest.
It does sound quite clip-cloppy.
Where are you walking at the moment?
Do you know what? My friend does shift work and she lives in Twickenham and we went out in Richmond. So I'm actually trying to get back to Twickenham right now then get home. So it's the longest.
Oh, so that's an interesting bit of detail. So you're going to meet your friend now?
Yeah, I was meant to stay at her house and, yeah.
That's a kind of debrief thing. Yeah, that people do that, Scott. Now, your voice does sound a bit croaky, actually. It does sound like you've had a big night.
The porn star martinis may be repeating on me right now.
Okay, right, so either you... I mean, the detail here is strong. Either you are clip-clopping away in your high heels back to Twickenham or you've hired a horse.
But if you are going to do the Walk of Shame or the Stride of Pride or whatever you want to call it, on horseback would be immense, wouldn't it? Like, how victorious is that? You'd be like a returning hero.
I'm in the same clothes as yesterday, but I'm on a horse.
Amazing.
Okay, let's have a recap, please.
Okay, contestant number one was Sarah. She started in her local. Two glasses, get the bottle free. It escalated from there. She does keep a toothbrush at work. And this is the second time of meeting the person that she had relations with last night. She's walking home. Contestant number two is Dave. Now, he's from Bristol. You gave him several other aliases, but none of which quite match, because the place he was actually in was called...
Yate. Begins with a Y. I can't think of anything.
He ended up at a student accommodation, and his evening started at the Bristol Harbourside. Contestant number three is Lizzie. Now, she's walking home in heels or on a horseback. We're not too sure. She's heading to a friend's to debrief, and last night she drank porn star martinis.
Thanks for that roundup, Chris. After this, we're going to decide who's who with more intense questioning.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Right, so people saying that, is it Lizzie? Yeah, the girl is just making that effect with some kind of, like, thing. Like, it's not high heels.
It's really split, though, who people think is doing the walk of shame.
Not many people believe that it's Dave off of Yate because all the students have gone home now for Easter. No one's buying that. A lot of people think it is A because she does sound quite tired. Scott Mills here. We have three people on the phone. They all say they are doing the walk of shame from someone else's house to theirs right now. These are all really good liars today, I tell you. Well, one of them is obviously telling the truth.
Yeah, I really am struggling to work out who is though, Scott.
I am. I'm not leaning towards anyone in particular at the moment who's telling the truth.
Should we do one more question each?
I think so.
That will hopefully help.
Okay, Sarah from Hartford, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm nearly at work now.
Oh, God. Okay, so you're going to have to rush to that locker and get those spare clothes out before anyone sees
I'm
you.
I'm running late already.
And Sarah, where do you work?
So I work at a coffee shop, so that opens really early.
Okay. All right, I think I've got enough there for my decision. But I've not heard the rest yet. Hello, Dave.
Hello.
Yeah, Dave, I'd like to know a little bit more about you, please. What do you do as a job?
I'm actually in the military.
Okay,
oh,
now
classic.
There is a reputation with that, do we think, Scott? Like, what? I don't know what
to... The reputation is, it's not a very good one, it's actually serious.
Well, not for everybody, but, yeah.
Was it a sort of boys at the barracks situation, then?
No, it was actually with the lads I was doing back home.
Okay.
So we all just went out for a few beers.
I hear you. Okay.
Military leave. I'm just writing that down, actually, because that's actually got me thinking now.
Yeah. All right, should we move on?
Yes, Lizzie.
Yeah, hi, Lizzie.
Hello.
Where are you now?
I've just literally got there. She gave me her housemate the keys. So I am literally just back at her. Thank God.
Well, so you're actually in the house now?
I am in the house. I've made it back. Yes. Oh, my God. I can't wait to lie down. And
listen
tired.
How happy you are. Have you got a day off today?
I actually work from home, so I can sort of pick and choose, which is very good.
Oh, that's really good. Okay, I think I've got everything we need to know, do you think? Mm.
Yeah, I think so. Well, who are we going to go for? The thing is with Sarah, I didn't quite believe her story when she said she worked in a coffee shop.
Why?
Because I think if she works in a coffee shop, you've got to be there even earlier. If you're going around this time, you're going to be there even earlier.
Okay, so are we discounting her? I thought she was really good.
I think so. I believe she may have... The wine thing seemed convincing.
Yeah, because that does happen. Okay.
But no, I think she might be lying.
I kind of agree with you. So that leaves us with Dave and Lizzie. Okay, after three, I'll count to three. You say me the name that you think it is. Okay.
Yeah.
One, two... Three.
Lizzie. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
You're same.
Do you know what swung it for me? The porn star martinis. I just, it sounded like last night might have been quite a lively one.
Also, the fact of how happy she seemed when she got back to her friend's house has sold it for me. Okay, let's straight up ask her. Let's go. Lizzie, are you the walk of shamer?
I am not. I am a happily married lady.
Whoa!
And I haven't done the walk of shame for 10 years or so.
Oh, wow. How did you know all that stuff?
I just drew on past experiences.
So what are you doing right now? You're just literally walking around to a mate's house?
I'm about to go for a run.
Oh.
You were so good.
Thank you. I was sat in the garden with a high heel and my neighbours are going to be like, wow, she's even weirder than we thought.
The sound effects.
You even did the sound effects. I was so convinced. Did you just have one high heel tapping against the floor?
Yeah.
You weirdo.
But it's such a different image to what you think is going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well done, you were so good. Thanks for playing today.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Which means
it's me, Dave.
Dave. You lad.
Oh.
Dave, I'm not gonna go into too much detail because probably best. But keeping up the reputation there.
Yeah, keep to the trends, you know.
Alright, Dave, thank you.
Thank you.
And let us know if you got the right one today. Dave was the one doing the walk of shame.
This is
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
Someone's Been to Iceland. Bruno Mars. Julio, serve that scampi. It's weird with Bruno Mars songs because, like, you hear them so much and you don't sometimes realise some of the quite rubbish lyrical content. I mean, he is amazing. I mean, I love him.
Does it mean something else, or is he talking about actual scampi? Wake up with no jammies. Lobster tail
for dinner. Julio, serve that scampi. Definitely says serve that scampi.
Also, if you're not wearing...
Julio, serve that Viennetta. Go on.
I hate to overanalyse it, but if you aren't wearing no jammies,
yeah,
shouldn't be eating scampi.
Well, yeah. Maybe we're thinking too much about this.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
This is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills instead of Nick Grimshaw. He's back on Tuesday. Okay, it's time for bangers. I pick a song, Chris picks a song. We both believe them to be brilliant. There's a whole day of this on Bank Holiday Monday, by the way. We're starting it off on the Breakfast Show this coming Monday. Hello, Josh in Suffolk.
Yes, Queen.
Yes, Queen. YQ, how are you?
I'm good, thank you, yourself.
Yeah, good. What do you do, please?
I work in a lab. I test aggregate for a company.
Oh, yeah. Are you in a white coat right now?
You know what? No, I used to have one, but I'm in orange overalls now.
Oh, okay. Cool. I am obsessed with those adverts. They're not really on TV anymore, where, you know, where they're trying out, like, this washing powder, but this one's better. And it's like, really? Do you really need to go into a lab to do that? There's always blokes in white coats.
Oh, yeah. Same with shampoos as well. It's people in white coats. Like they've come up with a new secret formula. See, also, razors.
Yeah.
And all they do is whack another blade on it.
Right, exactly. It's like
the miracle of the fourth blade.
Yeah, this blade is the best. We've got a white coat on to persuade you that it's great.
Just another blade.
Not even a real scientist, mate. You're probably an actor.
You know what will be next as well? The miracle of the fifth blade. And just keep going. One a year.
So you do lab work for what?
It's an aggregate company, so we're like a world's first company. We recycle a waste from an energy from waste plant, and we turn that into an aggregate product.
Sorry, a bit sick of my mouth there. Okay, cool. So who do you normally pick on bangers?
You know what? I'm normally leaning towards Chris.
I'm afraid so. That's all right. That's fine. Let's do what you want. This is my choice today. Timbaland. Off of Boots and Music. Who's that? Hello?
That was one of my colleagues.
That's a rowdy scientist there.
Okay. The lab there, getting rowdy. This is Timbaland and Nelly Furtado, Promiscuous.
What an odd phrase to use, isn't it? Promiscuous.
It's a banger, though.
It's a banger. All right, Josh, you can have that choice or you can have my banger choice.
Oh.
Yeah, man. This is Disclosure featuring Eliza Doolittle.
And Eliza Doolittle.
She ironically does little now, I think. Anyway, this song's called You and Me.
No, she's still making music. I love her.
Yeah, I once had a fun game of Twister with her.
Yes. Also, you know, if we who you on the radio, maybe if you are Eliza Doolittle and you're listening right now, it's all in jest, right? We don't mean it. We don't.
We do actually like Eliza
Doolittle.
Eliza Doolittle.
I'm okay.
I love Eliza Doolittle.
Like, pick a song. This is going wrong.
Oh, this is a tough one. This is a really tough one. But I think I'm going to have to go with Chris.
No. Oh. Now, do you remember earlier on we were speaking to a guy called Dave who was doing the Walk of Shame, and I gave him some kind of nicknames for his Walk of Shame based on the area that he lives in, Bristol. But he lived in Yate. If he'd lived in Downend, he could have been the Downend Destroyer.
Yeah.
Or the Redcliffe Rascal if he was from Redcliffe. I've got a great one for Clifton, but I can't do it.
No, and that's the problem with this, is you can think of some great ones. I know some people have these kind of nicknames for themselves, but I think we'd like to encourage it a bit more.
I like it.
If everyone would like to think of it. Also, it doubles up as your chase name.
What,
become a chaser.
Oh, on ITV, yeah.
Think about it. The Beast. The Governess.
The Downend Destroyer.
No, it's not the Downend Destroyer.
No, that's what you'd be.
Yeah, that's what you'd be on the chase, yeah.
What would I be? Eastleigh, Hampshire. The Earl of Eastleigh.
The Earl of Eastleigh. I can't think of anything better. There must be a better one than that.
This reminds me of that guy. Do you remember this guy on First Dates?
This is Justin.
Hi there.
Hi there. You know he's going to be good just from the hi there.
My friends have described me as the Wolf of Worthing. Every day it's sports cars, super yachts. In fact, sometimes I just wish I had a normal life like everyone else.
Never happened. But it's the Wolf of Worthing there. So I just want you to get in touch with me today on 81119. Where are you from and what would your nickname be based on where you're from, please?
My friends have described me as the Wolf of Worthing.
That's Justin there. He's the Wolf of Worthing. What are you be?
The Pinner.
The Pinner.
I don't know. It's a tricky one, this.
Okay, have a
Prince.
Think.
Prince.
Scott Mills.
Why don't I just go for Joey Eastleigh, like Joey Essex?
Oh, yeah. No, I think it's not quite right.
No. I mean, there's so many that I can't read out, but good for you for giving yourself your own nickname there, based on the guy that I gave loads of nicknames for earlier from Bristol, and this guy from the TV show First Date.
My friends have described me as the Wolf of Worthing.
Yeah. Is there any there you can read out, or are you too scared?
I can't read the Phil from Barnsley. I can't say his one.
No.
I can't say...
You'd be the pinner tail on a donkey.
Yeah, no,
not
no,
funny.
See, that's not right.
The heathen of Holyhead's been on. That's that's Craig.
There's the diver from Derby. That's Nick there.
Right, okay, I'm too scared to continue.
I can't say the one from Shrewsbury.
Right, okay, let's play some more songs and then we'll filter them out because otherwise this could go really bad.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Well, this is taking a weird turn. So this morning I'm asking you, where are you from and what's your self-proclaimed nickname? Remember this guy from First Dates on TV?
My friends have described me as the Wolf of Worthing.
Yeah. I'm not keen on the Bristol Pistol.
I can't say Tommy's one, but he's from Horsham.
Right, okay. Dan says he's the Bristol one.
Nathan. Big shout out to Nathan, the gobbler from Ghoul.
I'm not also keen on the Pompey Pumper, whoever sent that in. Or the Bridge End Barbarian.
Scott Mills.
I'm really enjoying how much joy this is bringing Chris this morning. We're just kind of... giving you your own nicknames. This is after I came up with a load of nicknames earlier for the guy on the phone that was doing the Walk of Shame from Bristol. The Down End Destroyer. The Lothario of Longwell Green. The Redcliffe Rascal. You could have been the Shark of Stoke Bishop. And also there was a guy from First Dates, the TV show.
My friends have described me as the Wolf of Worthing.
Okay. Quite scary reading these out, isn't it, Chris? Yeah, we've got Chris, the machine from Gretna Green there.
I'm particularly enjoying the Newark Nibbler.
Yeah,
that's Callum.
Callum
from Newark. Mm-hmm.
The Ram of Ramsgate, that's Ashley. Right, hello, Emily.
Hi, I'm Emily from Bilth, the filth of Bilth.
The filth from Bilth.
Right. Bilth Wales, is that?
Yeah, Mid Wales.
Yeah, okay, the filth from Bilth.
Good. Lovely to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Emily. Okay, Nathan, what are you?
I'm the Hereford Heat.
Oh, the Heat from Hereford, the Hereford Heat, yes, good. Alice, what are you?
Hi, I'm Alice and I'm the Strumpet from Shrewsbury.
Yes, the Strumpet from Shrewsbury. Strumpet?
Oh.
When was the last time anyone used that?
The Strumpet.
I like this
Shrewsbury.
A lot. Very good.
Scott Mills. BBC.
Radio 1. Oh, hang on, I've got one more. Matt, what are you?
Hi, I'm the Crown Jewels of Crewe.
Okay, good for you, mate.
You're nice.
Scott Mills.
I've never seen a response to anything like this. People giving themselves their own nicknames there. Any more you can read out, or are you too scared again? What do you say about the Plough from Slough? Love how much it really, really, really amuses you.
Oh, my word. There's so many that I just can't say.
Yeah, there's one from Hull there that I definitely can't
and
say.
And that one from...
But I hope to be meeting you at a big weekend.
Is that a place? That's a place, isn't it? The I can't say the one from the person from Cockermouth.
No. Well, it's kind of done, that one. Got the Rock from Enfield Lock there.
The Torquay Tickler,
yeah.
Rich.
They're still coming in.
Scott Mills.
Going through my bag for the day. Tell a lot about someone from going through their bag, can't you?
Well, I'm amazed that you have time to pack a bag in the morning.
Also, I have a shower. What's that? What is that?
Is that a massage ball?
Yeah, it looks like it.
Or a stress ball?
I think it's like a... Like, if you've got, like, a pain in your back, you put it on there and just, like, press it against the wall.
Okay, so who's been doing that for you?
Well, you do it yourself. I'm not sure I get that through customs.
You can't roll a ball over your own back.
Yeah, you can.
Impossible.
Well, no, you just, people that go to the gym know this. Like, if you've got, like, a little knot there, you just put the ball against the wall and just rub your back up against it.
No, you don't. Well, like Jungle Book, like the bear.
Exactly that, yeah. Also, you called somebody out earlier for having a toothbrush in their bag.
I think if you've got a toothbrush at work, it suggests you're a bit loose.
What have I just found in my bag?
I see your toothbrush there.
And as you know, I am not in any way loose, so...
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
You've been watching just the tattoo of us, haven't you, on MTV?
It's unreal, this show, Scott.
Is it just like a massive stitch-up between people?
The thing is with this show, you can't fake it because the tattoos are real.
Yeah, but like if you really wanted to stitch your mate up by going on there, you could, right?
It's mad. Two people go on. They have to design a tattoo for their like best mate or family member. So it's generally best mates or cousins, that kind of relationship. And
this is the Charlotte Crosby show and Stephen Bear.
Yeah. And then they get the tattoos done and it only gets revealed afterwards what the other person has done for their tattoo. So they look in the mirror and they'll always be like, oh my God, what is that? And
it causes arguments.
Yeah. It causes upset. But like, what did you expect was going to happen? And yeah. Some of them are so extreme. There was two lads on last night, right? Two best mates. And one of them gets his ex-girlfriend, one of the lads' ex-girlfriend's name. Her name was Daisy. So he could put a massive Daisy along his leg. Like a picture of this Daisy. That's going to stay there forever.
Right, and also, were Kyle and Holly from Geordie Shore on the latest one?
They were, yeah.
So now Kyle's got a massive portrait of his own face on Holly's back.
It's incredible this, right? So Holly had done this really sweet one for Kyle, which was the name of his granddad, I think, on his foot. So it was nice and sentimental. So that got revealed, and Kyle's like, oh, I feel really bad now. Because they then had to reveal Holly's tattoo, which was a picture of Kyle's face.
Oh, my God.
A big one.
You'd be gutted.
On her neck.
And are they exes now?
I think they're together.
Right.
But I'm not sure after the tattoo thing. Like, right. Scott, I don't even know what me and you would do.
Right, well, here's what I do. I do what I saw someone else do. The bloke that stitched up his mate by getting a Trump tattoo on his bum.
Yeah, that. Do you know what? There was one of those on last night.
That's what I'm going to do to you.
Insane.
It's going to be huge.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
All right, so Holly and Kyle from Geordie Shore apparently aren't together anymore, and now she's having to go through some laser removal for the tattoo. I mean, like, people just don't actually care what they put on their bodies now, and that's quite scary for me.
It is scary. But, like, what happens if you're... This show, right, it's kind of funny and cringeworthy.
We're talking about just the tattoo of us, which is on MTV, the Charlotte Crosby show.
But then let's say you're on a night out or something, you want to meet someone else, and they discover this tattoo, and it's your ex's face on there.
Like, it's massive
like,
as well. It's huge. How much to get a tattoo of my face, on your back?
This is a discussion for another time. It would have to be something ridiculous.
Okay. £10,000.
No.
All the time.
I would consider it for a good cause.
Oh, for charity?
For charity, but only
did you hear
if
that,
it raised a lot of money.
Okay, cool. Also, I think the guy that has got the ex-girlfriend's name when he was stitched up by his mate on his... Where is it? On his...
No, so it's worse than that. So her name was Daisy.
Right.
So the tattoo he's got on his leg is a massive Daisy. Right.
God. Yeah, tattoo's just been talked about on Radio 1. We need to speak to him tomorrow. I've got so many questions to ask.
Shall I get a hold of him?
Yeah,
I'll get a hold of him.
Let's try and get him on like tomorrow's show or something.
Right.
That'd be excellent.
Scott Mills.
Okay, so Joe's been on from Burryport, South Wales. Lads, I will honestly have your portrait on my cheeks. One on each cheek. He's not talking about his face. You pay for it. I'll get it done ASAP.
Oh, what are you saying?
Think about what you're saying there, Joe. So, like, my face on the left and Chris on the right cheek there. Think about what you're saying. Because we do tend to follow these things through. Just watch it. Watch yourself.
Would you pay for that?
I mean, it would be good, wouldn't it?
I mean, it's kind of funny.
Think about it.
But I also wouldn't want Joe to feel uncomfortable with that one.
No, but he just offered.
I suppose it's a talking point.
Yeah. Here's the thing, right? I was trying to sort out my mum's... trying to sort out my mum's phone yesterday because it's not working again.
So do you have her on sort of pay-as-you-go credit sort of thing?
No, she's pay monthly. But they told me yesterday to, I called up and they're like, just wipe the chip in on the SIM card and then try again. So I'm going to try that later today. I haven't done that yet. But you know, right, when you call up any company, when you have to give your details and you're on the line, does it ever happen? Is there any time where they don't say, I'm really sorry, my computer's going really slow this morning? Every single time, everything you ring up, sorry, it's still loading, actually. I don't know. Everything.
Why is your computer going so slowly?
Yeah, but like, why does it happen every time? Every time you're onto any kind of service, like, they never go, yep, I've got them right here. It's like, I'm really sorry, it's running so slow this morning. Every single time. Get faster ones.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow morning when you wake up from 6:30 on Radio 1. Scott Mills, baby.